The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
And welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is episode 117. That's right. There's 116 other of these bitches, but this is the 117th one, so welcome. We make comedy about internet reviews. It's wild.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you listen to this whole episode, then you'll be a super fan, and you'll wonder, why do they tell me that they make comedy about internet reviews every episode? Well,
we gotta.
We gotta. We gotta, so we can pull you in, nestle us close, and say, hey, look at this boomer talk about salad on Yelp. Isn't that funny?
Usually.
Usually it's funny. That's sort of the objective. I think this review is funny. It's from Amazon. In honor of episode 117,
oh,
I have a Halo review, because as anyone who is 30 years old, like I am, knows, the main character of Halo is Master Chief, but his real name, Matt, John Spartan 117.
Okay.
It's the same as the episode number.
Okay.
It's a reference to the Bible. I didn't find any funny Bible verse reviews. So here, I have a review for Halo, the official cookbook, parentheses, gaming. This review is from, maybe coincidentally, I imagine, John. They title it "Food Was Great." I made dinner from this book last night and it was fantastic. The Spadehorn bits were amazing, and I never had meatballs like them. I wish it had some more veggies, but I can easily modify it later. I am making a week out of cooking only from this book, and I can't wait to cook more from it. Sure, it may not be a ton Halo related to it. The flavor text is cool. Some of the meals are Halo named, but Halo was never about food, so I can forgive that. But I also would not have any issue serving anything presented here to my parents or non-gamer friends. What truly amazes me is the variety of options. She does not shy away from harder to get ingredients. 5 stars.
I note that John didn't say he would cook this for his wife and or girlfriend.
Oh, bada bing, the classic. You like video games, you know, like girls. Get on, or nerd. Girls know like you, I should say.
I'm going to cook for my parents and my non-gamer friends.
The non-gamer friends is so funny to me. In this man's mind, he has two category of friends. Gamer friends and non-gamer friends.
That's because probably the gamers only exist in the online sphere.
Sure.
And they have names like XS Wolf Dick and Captain Chud.
Yoshi the Bitch, 37.
Yeah. Then there's just like Nathan and Greg.
Non-gamer names.
Non-gamers.
I could tell immediately he was a non-gamer by the way he introduced himself. Hi, I'm Keith. No way that man's a gamer. My gamer friends introduced themselves by yelling slurs loudly into my headphones.
Then they brag about their KDs.
That's kill-death ratio for any non-gamer friends out there.
I have a foot in either world.
That is quite amazing. You know, I like to think of my hobbies as painting me into a corner of personality, you know. I like anime and video games, so got to kind of base my personality around that, or else I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I've got a podcast friend. I don't know what to tell you, Brent. I gotta divide these people up.
My life needs to be in data spreadsheets. All right. I need lists. I need categories, Venn diagrams. All right. Or how else am I gonna know how to cook for them when they come over?
Am I gonna introduce it as the, what was it, storm steak balls or something?
Spadehorn bits.
Which are meatballs.
I think fancy, it's just meatballs. Fancy meatballs. Yeah, meatballs with not enough veggies, apparently.
I don't know if a soldier needs vegetables. Are Spartans, are they clones?
Spartans are, I think they're much like Captain America. They're super soldiers. Yeah. That's right. Without the armor, they're Captain America, but they're Captain America and Iron Man combined.
Yeah, they get to boost jumps and gun guns.
Boost jumps, gun guns, press B to bash.
I don't think you need vegetables if you got that on your side.
That's true. If I...
solid brick of protein powder.
If I ever get the super soldier serum, my vegetables are off the table. Sorry.
Literally.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I couldn't be bothered to eat broccoli. I'm a fucking super soldier. I got better things to do.
My metabolism. It's amazing. I can heal so fast.
Yeah, if I get beat up, I can just go crouch behind this bush for 5 seconds, and then my health goes, and comes back. I just got to wait for the red around my eyesight to disappear, and I'm all healthy again.
Yeah, that is a scary indicator when that pops up.
Oh, yeah. When it gets real red and you start to hear the boop, 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 boop. Band-Aids ain't going to fix that. Standing in the corner for 10 seconds will, though.
Just crouch, stand, crouch, stand.
Now, that's a whole new thing. I only communicate with my gamer friends through a series of crouches. It's like Morse code, but it's more of a feeling. More like how gorillas communicate.
I saw someone and she no-scoped me.
Could it
it's
be
love?
The fabled gamer girl? I thought it was a gamer legend. I must drink from her loins. Do you have a review?
I do. I have a review that was sent to me by son and friend of comedy. The bouncing baby boy of comedy himself, Eric Martin, friend of the show, and us, and everything.
He's like the New Year's baby, but for he's comedy.
Yes. This is an Amazon review for Body Kitchen Keratin Enrich Hair and Nails Supplement. Supports healthy thickness and shine with biotin and trans resveratrol.
Ooh.
High absorption veggie caps, 60 count. It's for your hair and for your skin.
Sure.
And for your nails. Pills. This review comes to us from a top 500 reviewer and Vine Voice, which means this was a free product, to Amazon user Mr. Shops Too Much. Mr. Shops titles his review easy, ... and writes, to take. Mrs. There's more, don't worry. That is, you know, some people do that where they sort of lead you in, sure, and they tease you. It kind of creeps me out sometimes. Mrs. Shops Too Much has baby fine curly / wavy hair. For her, it's important to take a supplement like this, and she has been various brands for some time now. I can't / C can't specifically say that this brand is better or more effective of others because of that. There have been no gaps of hair / nail products, plus the collagen that goes into her coffee every day. Ugh. These are a small to medium-sized clear veggie / gelatin type capsule through which you can see a light beige colored powder. There's no smell or taste bleed over when I put this in my mouth and swallow it. Easy to swallow, as the headline said. That smell thing is sort of important, as we have had other hair / nail supplements that have such an odor that you want to gag when you smell them. Not this one. This appears to be a quality product based on the look, lack of taste / smell, and lack of negative effects, burping a nasty taste, etc. I hope this review has enabled you to make an informed purchase decision. I rarely give an overall 5-star rating. 4 stars. And just to inform you and the audience,
okay,
Mr. Shops Too Much, who lists his location as somewhere in San Diego, California, was not lying. I'm going through his page, and it's literally 4 stars, 4 stars, 4 stars. And like in every, he ends every single review, I rarely give a 5-star rating.
Oh my, that's... All right. Respect, I guess. Usually I respect people that really reserve the 5-star. But mm-hmm. it gets a little show-offy, doesn't it? When
he's a top 500 reviewer.
And so few of those are 5 stars.
So few. Let me go back to that profile real quick. Okay. He's reviewer ranked number 363. Mm. Has written 1,411. I don't know. I was expecting more, but...
Yeah, that anyway. It doesn't seem like that much to crack. I guess if you think of it in dollar prices, I don't know, $20 average Amazon order. That's then it gets a little be like, oof.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, the only thing that review enabled me to do was be weirded out by the thought of someone getting some pills, unscrewing the cap, and taking a hot whiff of what's inside.
Honey, do you smell anything?
Yeah, that's the first, you know, it's very scientific. That's the first indicator of quality. I was huffing the aspirin earlier, and I don't know, there was just sort of an odd smell.
Sort of an eggy, fishy smell. I don't know. Maybe it's those veggie capsules.
Oh, boy. That really, of all the weird vibes I got from the review, the hyper-focus on the scent.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a couple of things where I'm like, yeah, these pills kind of smell weird, or I don't know. The only time I've ever noticed weird burps, like, you take your vitamin, but it gets caught in your throat, and you're like, oh, God. I didn't take enough water with that sucker, and that,
I've gotten some tummy grumblies from, what do I got here? From my Wild Alaskan Salmon Oil Omega Factors supplement, but I don't think much of it. What, you know... A funny taste in the mouth, a tummy grumbly, pales in comparison to the health benefits I'm getting. My greasy joints that I now have because of those supplements.
I think what unsettled me the most, there are two moments in this review. The first is how he describes his wife's hair as baby fine curly.
Oh, yeah. Like, nothing gets a girl going like, oh, baby, your hair is so baby fine curly / wavy. I love it.
You're like an infant. And he bites his lip. But you got no odor.
Oh, baby, your hair. You looking like Charlie Brown today, baby, with that, that fine hair.
And the second is how, like, strangely robotic and clinical he is. There is no smell or taste bleed over when I put this in my mouth and swallow
the
it.
The smell or taste bleed. That taste is quite a bleed. way to describe something, isn't it?
Yeah.
That makes me think, like, that's how Mark Zuckerberg describes things.
I digest my mouth, digest all my food by letting the taste bleed.
Yes.
I don't chew.
To fully review this product, I let it sit in my mouth for several hours to fully understand the spectrum of smell / taste bleed that would take place.
It bled.
The only thing I want bleeding is my steak, but... Then, but also, that's not really blood. That's other stuff.
Man, what a world.
What a world we live in. And man, this fellow was able to find a mate despite talking like a robot, telling her every day in the morning, baby, I can't get enough of your baby fine / curly / wavy hair.
But let me put some collagen in your coffee real quick.
The meat coffee. I forgot about the bone coffee, dude.
She got to have that.
Just eat some
otherwise,
soup.
Otherwise, she'll be a cue ball.
Just eat some soup, dude. You don't got to put it in your coffee. Collagen's always funny to me. The idea of it. It's like bone juice.
It's like, yeah, springy stuff. Connective
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's connective.
Juicy stuff.
Ligament. Let me boil down some ligament. Because the rich people want their supplements. But it's good for your skin. That's what when you eat some good ramen but it's high in calories, that's the cope you tell yourself. Oh, it's high in collagen, it's good for my skin.
Right. Never mind the sodium, never mind that.
Never mind the calories from all the and carbs from the noodles and all the pork that I'm shoveling into my face. The collagen, you know, my skin's going to be pika pika, as they say. Mm-hmm. That means sparkly. I guess not sparkly. Sparky. Sparky-ily.
Yes. Spark mouse.
Spark mouse. I have a review. Which one do I want to do? I'll do this one. From one fucked up review to another, I have a review from Amazon for the Demora Foot Peel Mask. 2-pack of regular skin exfoliating foot mask for dry, cracked, callous, dead skin remover. Feet peeling mask for soft baby feet. Original scent. So you might have seen this on TikTok or Snapchat. One of those quote-unquote satisfying foot peels where you put the mask on and then a bunch of dead skin will peel off the next day or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's supposedly good for you.
I want those baby feet.
Those baby feet. What if you put that on and you took it off the next day, you woke up and you peeled off and your whole foot started to peel away like a cocoon. And what was left was just a baby foot.
Oh, man. Look at those little toes.
And you have to walk around all duck-footed and shit. Like a toddler learning to walk. Anyway, we'll save that bit for after. Rachel Nix titles her review, Mixed Feelings. I got this product because my feet get bad, especially in the summer. I'm getting married in October and wanted to see if I could find a product to take care of my feet leading up to it. I'm new to the whole feet/foot peel. This was the only one I could find that didn't have any of my weird allergies in the ingredients. I did this with my fiancé to see if it would help his feet too. We both actually have the same size feet too. We both put it on at the same time and followed all directions and suggestions from other reviews. Fiancé. He did not have any major complaints besides the very strong smell. His feet actually started peeling in 2 days! !! Later. He also is on his foot constantly, so maybe why. His feet are a ton better and he had no complaints. Me. I have a super sense of smell. So for me, it was a lot in the smell department. It also smelled like strawberry alcohol to me. After keeping it on for the time that was stated, my tummy actually hurt, and it felt like I could taste it. Fiancé said our feet do absorb stuff, so could be why. I don't know, was interesting. My feet didn't start peeling until almost 10 days later, and like I said, I followed the instructions until day 8 when I decided to skip the soaking of my feet. Day 10, I took a bath, and it started to peel. I am also not on my feet as much as he is. He is a supervisor at his job. I am an at-home mom. I definitely would try this again, though. It made my feet look beautiful. Heart eyes emoji 5 stars.
I can't shame an at-home mom for not walking as much as her supervisor husband-to-be.
Sure. There's just a step count discrepancy there that is undeniable.
I just wait till a toddler. You're going to be on your feet all day.
Uh-oh. Then when are you going to have even time to dip your feet in strawberry alcohol juice?
Yeah, that stuff sounds...
There's a lot here, right? There's
a lot
there. There's a lot going on. where should we get started? Day 10, I took a bath and it started to peel. Were you not bathing before day 10?
Yeah, that strikes me as strange that how, if you followed all the instructions, what have you been doing? Have you kept your feet elevated? I don't
Did, were you segueing around in the meantime?
Got a little hoverboard just from the kitchen to the living room.
And I just want to say, stay-at-home moms work hard, right? That's not easy.
No, there's a lot that gets done by magic little elves. And those elves are called mom.
Mom. Right. Is the on the feet factor really that much? I guess it's the friction, the movement, the kinetic energy getting splashed around down there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Especially if he's, I don't know, he's got some boots on or something.
He's got boots. I don't know. He's standing around with his clipboard supervising things.
He's talking about how our feet absorb things.
That's a good sarcastic comment I like to give customers at work when I'm cashiering and scanning all their items and they're standing there cross-armed just staring at me do it instead of like bagging or fucking getting their credit card ready or anything. I like to turn to him and say, hey, you supervising or something? They don't like that one. That's one of those where I watch them on the way out and make sure they don't talk to my manager.
I love that.
We both actually have the same sized feet, too.
Yeah. I don't know. You're a perfect match, that's for sure. That's so precious.
My favorite part of Cinderella's story is when Prince Charming put on the slipper himself and was like, well, I got the same size feet as this chick, so you know we're meant to be.
I guess I'm just my own love. I'm going to work on myself right now, a little bit of self-love for Prince Charming.
That would be a much better message for everybody than honestly, Cinderella, yeah. I think.
You don't need to... I mean, some people like to be chased, I guess, but this girl ran away from a party. Like, y'all don't know if you need that drama in your life. You're a prince. You're in the public eye. People are going to talk.
Yeah. You know, no doubt old Charming's got options. You know what I mean?
For sure.
And it's sure he fell in love, but dude, you're really going to use that taxpayer money to go around touching girls' feet all over town? What the fuck, dude?
Show me those tootsies. Show me those tootsies. Are they babies soft? Cats. Yeah, you need to put those in some strawberry juice. Get it.
Yeah, Prince Charming went all over town making women put on foot peel masks.
No, the foot's not right. No.
Yeah, and Cinderella was on her feet all day, so her foot peeled really quick.
So. Yeah, she's working in the house. Yeah, Cinderella.
Hanging out with mice.
She's a stay-at-home type.
She doesn't even get to be a stay-at-home mom. She was just an indentured servant to that mean old lady and her mean sisters. It's kind of funny that her sisters were ugly and mean. They really couldn't give them any redeeming qualities.
No, there's no need. Let's paint in broad strokes so everyone can see.
Stepmother kind of was a baddie, though. How'd she make two ugly kids?
I don't know. She getting with Ichabod Crane or something like that.
Old Ichabod. All right. What else is there? What else goes on? Anything else grab you with this bad boy? I think we touched on most of it. Touched on this foot review more than I usually like to touch feet.
I hope the wedding went well. I'm assuming it's already happened, unless it's still upcoming.
July 18th, 2022. It must have happened sometime this summer.
No, she said October, right?
Oh, that's right, Rachel.
Oh boy,
that's pretty early for to be practicing this foot mask, isn't it?
Baby soft feet.
Was just this round one of foot mask application?
Oh, yeah. It starts with the feet and then goes everywhere else.
I mean, how many times can you apply a foot mask before your feet start to deteriorate? Before they start to disintegrate into the ether?
No more masks. Oh. It's like a Courage the Cowardly Dog episode.
Yeah, Mariel is putting on, is in love with these feet masks, but she starts to wisp away, become lesser.
That is the price of beauty.
Stupid dog. You made my feet look bad. Okay, yeah, I think that I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. I've had it with that one.
No, no.
All right, I'm going to go make a TikTok of me peeling my gross feet off so we can get famous. I'll see you after the break, everybody.
Share and subscribe.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to 5-star review the game.
Oh, we're gonna play some trivia.
This is literally trivia cards from a party game called 5-star review. Look it up online. There's nowhere you can buy it. We have one of the only copies in existence for some reason.
Yeah, we are not sure how or why our friend got their hands on it and gave it to us, but it feels very much like fate brought it into our hands.
And so we share.
Like Jumanji coming up, washing up on the beach.
Right. Boom, 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 boom. Oh. For those of you who don't know, this is similar to Trivia Pursuit in that you need to answer questions in various categories. And then a final question to get all of your stars. There's 5 categories, 5 stars. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very fun. It's very modern. It's very hip. We're not actually playing it because I'm here, Brent's there, and I just have 5 cards with me because I'm going to ask him 5 questions. We're not actually playing the game. We're just half playing the game.
Yeah, we're sort of like waiting for your pizza at a restaurant rules.
Yeah. I was there's an ice cream shop near me that just has like the Trivia Pursuit cards on tables.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we just pull them out of the box. You ask your friend a question. You're like, ha, ha, cool.
Yeah. Oh, you knew that? Cool. Oh, you didn't know that? Ha, stupid.
Dupus.
To me, those games always devolve into like, oh, those are too hard. Like, oh, you know,
yeah.
You're breaking yeah. down the design of the game.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you this one. Ooh, no, you won't know. So we're gonna have fun is what we're going to have. It's what we're going to do. If you don't like that, I don't know, go listen to True Crime or something.
Ugh. More like Poo Crime.
This card comes from the category 1-star wonders. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I assume you are. Yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't be.
More or less.
Nothing else going on.
Yeah, I kind of set aside some time for this podcast usually.
This is a multiple choice. Which 1994 movie later got this 1-star review? It's disappointing. Animals simply don't talk or sing. A, 101 Dalmatians. B, The Lion King. Or C, Tarzan.
It's got to be Lion King. Lion King was that time frame, right?
It is The Lion King. Yep. You nailed it.
You made a mistake of having a trivia question with my favorite Disney movie in it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if this stuff gets harder.
I hope so.
This comes from the category fill in the blanks. There's going to be a blank in this question. You will fill it with a multiple choice answer. Complete this one-star review of the 2014 movie The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1. This is horrible. Not at all how it is depicted in blank. A. The Bible. B. The reviews. C. The original movie.
The reviews?
Is that your final answer?
The original movie?
Is that your final answer?
Oh, no. It can't be the Bible. Is it the Bible?
It's the Bible.
What?
I mean, we don't know where this review came from. This could be something they found on IMDb.
Or, yeah. Honestly. That makes me think, I'm an English major. I should be up and up on what movies have references to the Bible and, have story structures. I don't want to say complementing the Bible. I don't want to say based on the Bible, but,
Right.
Allegorying the Bible.
Sure.
I don't think Mockingjay is one of them.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's just a goof review. Who knows?
Who knows? What's that girl's name?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence doesn't look like Jesus at all. Jesus at all. I'm going to say it.
It's finally been said. Thank you. Everyone's worshiping her.
Not anymore. She kind of fell off, sadly. She got a lot of hate for being, God forbid you're a quirky girl in Hollywood.
I don't know. I haven't seen one thing where I'm like, yes, I like her now. I need to be convinced on some people. And
yeah,
I just...
she was in some doo-doo movies after those Mockingjays, huh? She's at like...
No hate, though.
No hate, though. I'm sure she's lovely. She makes
jokes.
She
just has a similar facial structure to my high school girlfriend, so
uh-oh.
Just a tiny bit of
hate. Yeah, something deep. There's a deep... primordial caveman seed within you that can't help but feel a little iron on it.
Okay, coming from the category Mystery Basket, what products got this online review? Quote, agony. I don't know how these things have caught on. A, contact lenses. B, Ugg boots. C, a toilet brush.
It's got to be Ugg boots.
I would agree with you.
But. Cheeks.
Butt cheeks. The answer is C, toilet brush. And there it includes more from the review. Call me old fashioned, but I'm sticking with toilet paper.
Oh, no. My guy.
See, they use it as a toothbrush in their fantastical creation of this review.
Yeah. Yeah. I love a good review that obviously does not understand how to use the product.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the old school corn cob method has to be better than using a bristled toilet brush.
Yeah. Give me the corn cobs any day. Everybody's got a cob, as a wise man once said.
Hey, we were making fun liking corn jokes long before that kid on the Recess TikTok.
Oh, that little child. I'm not gonna say
it. No, those are very funny. I like that, and I like the song. What's the next trivia?
It's from Historical Howlers. Which novel was rejected by a publisher with these words? An endless nightmare. I think the verdict would be, oh, don't read that horrid book. A. Frankenstein. B. 1984, C, The War of the Worlds.
All three of those are sort of an endless nightmare on purpose.
Yeah.
I guess the endless nightmare in 1984 doesn't start until the halfway mark, maybe even a little later.
Yeah, that's true.
Frankenstein is, it's a horrid nightmare, but it's a horrid nightmare of sympathy. I feel like... Frankenstein book isn't scary. It's just scary in the sense of like, man, people are being really mean to this green guy.
Yeah.
And then the other option, what was the other option?
The War of the Worlds.
The War of the Worlds. That one sort of is a nightmare from the start. Lots of people getting juiced by those aliens pretty early on.
Your powers of deduction have led you to the correct answer. War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells, published 1897.
1897.
Dude.
You know, I was just feeling old because Final Fantasy VII just had its 25-year anniversary. But 1897, that's old.
That's old.
Man, that book was ahead of its time, for real. I never would have guessed it was published then.
Mm-mm. All right, final category, final question, facts and stats. According to a study by the Harvard Business School in 2011, what impact does an increase of 1 star in Yelp ratings have on an independent restaurant in America?
Interesting.
Yeah. A, increases takings by 5 to 9%. B, increases takings by 15 to 19%. C, increases takings by 25 to 29%.
I thought it was going to be a lot, but it's hard to believe it would be more than 19%. So I'm going to go with that middle ground one.
The middle ground. Mm. It's even less. 5 to 9%.
Okay. That seems realistic. That is quite a bit on the bottom line for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Just based on your reviews. Mm. Dang, son.
Dang, son.
They matter.
That's why owners be in the comments making fools of themselves. They're desperate yeah. for that 5 to 9.
Hey, you tell Johnny I know what he's up to. Jesse, it was Jesse, wasn't it?
Jesse, Johnny, all
don't
of them.
Mess with Ron's bar. This I'm from up north.
Bro, don't mess with Upers for real. Because Upers are a special kind of redneck.
Yes, officer, that's a deer carcass in my trunk.
Yeah, there's a certain lunacy to being a Uper. There's a certain sort of sick madness that comes from, you know, you're born into cabin fever. Your whole life is cabin fever incarnate, except
wow,
you're just in a, it's not even, you're not even in the forest. The UP is just a big stupid swamp. It's very beautiful. If you like hunting or outdoors, please come and check out the UP. It's a little gem in the Midwest, but I wouldn't recommend living there. There's a reason I got the hell out. Anyway, 5 to 9%. Yeah, that seems about right.
Yep, yep. And that, friends and neighbors, is the it's just a little taste of 5-star review, the game. Which you could potentially own if it was ever offered for sale anywhere.
Was it just canceled? Bro, I
don't know. I'm going to do another Google research right now. 5-star review game. It's still in my Goog history.
The Goog.
Someone's selling it on Poshmark. Someone's selling it on eBay. What is Zavvy US? See, I've never heard of that. iWoot.us. It doesn't sound like reputable sellers. Mm.
Is the beta just was distributed a little bit?
I don't know. There's some place out of the UK selling it, but it's out of stock. I am so confused.
We gotta sell this. We should just sell that thing and
yeah.
Are they making big bucks off of it?
Not that much.
Oh,
but hey,
damn.
I got it free, so everything's profit.
I'm trying to get us a car. The review party mobile.
I'm in it.
Just big 5 stars on the side. Our faces, little emoji faces.
Yes.
Driving around the country, reviewing things.
I just want to follow the Oscar Mayer Wiener mobile wherever it goes. Hey!
Oscar Mayer Wiener mobile's fucked up, though.
Yeah. Kidnapping teenagers for an entire summer. That's weird.
That's weird. Into a wiener? Bad enough you gotta kidnap teenagers. You gotta put them in a big wiener afterwards? Oh my god.
Mm-mm.
How demoralizing. I have a review. Thank you for bringing some lovely mm-hmm. trivia to us mm-hmm. again. This is a fun one. This is a review for Sonic. Speaking of wieners. Chili Dogs review for Sonic the Hedgehog 2, the movie, not the video game.
Okay.
I haven't seen the second one yet.
I haven't seen either.
Yeah, they're okay. Well, the first one's okay. I imagine the second one is just as okay as that. This one is written by Avid Reader. They title it Great Entertainment. I am not of the age that knows the video games, so I can only comment on the entertainment value of the movie, and it is a lot of fun. The animation was top-notch, and the special effects were not skimped on. There were so many great lines in the movie that I really noticed, and some made references to movies that kids may not know. Don't say stay puffed. I want to have a word with my fiancé, and that word is murder. We're going to have to work on your pep talk. The scenes with the temple maze were simply amazing and wonderful, and evoked memories of a certain raider of the lost tombs. The whole movie is a quest for the ultimate power of the universe. And for the huge robot monster near the end, did anyone notice that the head bore a strong resemblance to Gru? Fun for the whole family. 4 stars.
Okay, so you have Tomb Raider as a point of reference, but you don't have Sonic the Hedgehog as a video game point of reference? What is going on here?
That was the same damn thing I thought.
Video
games have been around longer than Raider of the Lost Ark. I'ma say it. Pac-Man was out there. Waka.
Sonic has... I have a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
A Sonic the Hedgehog shirt. It says Sonic on it, and it says Born to Run... since 91. It rhymes. It's accurate to Sonic, I assume. It's also accurate to me. Video games. I mean, I was an infant. I had baby fine wavy curly slash hair when Sonic first skidded onto the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm expecting anyone 20 years older than me at least knows who Sonic is.
Sonic was a phenomenon. These days, you know, games, Fortnite's very popular, but they're not a household name like the console mascots of old.
No.
There is wars waged in ad campaigns across Japan and America. Sonic and Mario fought to the death for the entertainment of children and adults alike everywhere. There's blood stains still. On the Mario Kart tracks.
You know, I don't really know who that is, so I can only comment on the movie and the references to other movies.
Those references suck, by the way.
Please refresh.
There's a Stay Puffed one. That's Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
I want to have a word with my fiancé, and the word is murder.
I don't know what that's from.
Is that my fiancé? My fiancé's an axe murderer?
I don't know.
We're going to have to work on your pep talk? Is that... I feel like that's not even like a direct movie reference. That's just like a colloquial joke.
That rings a bell.
I googled we're going to have to work on your pep talk, and it's not really getting many hits here.
Maybe it's just a household joke, and they were like, ooh, they said our thing.
Oh, is that a Suicide Squad reference? Will Smith says, is that a pep talk? I don't know, bro. I don't know. They got movies of their own creation in their head that are being referenced.
I don't know.
It does make me happy that they comment on the sort of for everyone nature of Sonic and his hedgehog ways.
The maze is cool. Yeah, I mean, you described the entire experience of seeing that movie.
Yeah. Damn, I was almost disappointed when I read that, though. Sorry if I spoiled anyone. I was like, oh, they go to the cool Knuckles maze, like in Sonic and Knuckles? Oh, maybe I would have liked to find that out from the movie.
It doesn't mean much to me.
Yeah. Sonic and Knuckles is bitching, bro.
I have to try it out.
I'm a
tertiary Sonic fan.
There's these vines that, like, are stretchy. So when you run really fast into them, you boong, slingshot, ooh, keep your momentum going the other way.
Okay.
It's just such a more visceral, satisfying feeling than the regular ba-ding, spring smack.
Right.
You're smacking the spring. You don't know where the hell you're going. The slingshot vines give you a little second to get your bearings before you are back on the move. Mm-hmm. Did anyone notice that the head bore a strong resemblance to Gru?
Do you think it really did?
I really don't think it did.
I think it probably did not. No.
The man. Imagine not being able to navigate media in 2022 without thinking that it's a Minions reference.
Ugh.
That's a sad life. Do you have a review?
I do. It's a fairly quick one because I think we're
getting there.
We're daring the clock. this is an Amazon review for a movie, I believe, called Dog Days. I had this saved from the last time the Dog Days of Summer rolled around. And look, they're actually gone already. Weep a tear for summer.
It's still summer in California, bro.
Suckers. Whatever. This is, yes, I see I typed here, Dog Days movie. This is an Amazon review by John D. Gardner. He titles his review, Oh! It's O-H exclamation point.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
John writes, This is the fakest group of people that I've ever seen. I kid you not. I love and respect dogs because they are creatures with a soul and can be a very important part of people's life.
Mm-hmm.
It has been for at least 30,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the role played by dogs in this movie is one of meaningless caricature, devoid of soul. One star.
Bro, I don't think people be watching dog movies to
see his, like, character arc for the dog.
Yeah, or even, like, depth of storytelling in any type of way. They just want to watch a movie where the dog is cute for 2 hours and then it dies and then you cry. That's your average dog movie experience, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to feel some dog-related catharsis? That's what the Dog Days is there for.
Go watch Homeward Bound something.
Homeward Bound? Does Homeward Bound 2? One of the dogs dies in one of the Homeward Bounds, I think. No. I'm pretty sure.
I must block that out if I saw it.
But I think Homeward Bound 2, that's the one I watched a ton. And they all get home safe. Everyone's very happy at the end of that one. I always thought, man, how's that cat making it? That cat shouldn't be.
That's a tough kitty.
Yeah, that tough kitty fights a fucking tiger or some shit.
Yeah.
A mountain lion.
That's how you know that cat's got soul. It's not just a caricature.
Bro, you write dog movie and put some soul into the screen. Jeez.
Yeah. Let's talk about how human characters are made caricatures as well. I think that's a bit more of a prop. Dogs aren't barking about their misrepresentation in Hollywood. They're fine. Give them a bone. Tell them they're a good boy.
Yeah. Clean up their poop. Dogs are doing just fine, dude. No dog's gonna be complaining, man. You see the dog tokenism in that movie? How offensive.
Oh my goodness, that reminds me. I found, I don't know if we have time. It's another shorty.
Do it.
Okay. I found it just earlier this week. I thought this review is scary. It's a review of our good old Mars Cheese Castle. This is a Google review of the Mars Cheese Castle written by Spaghetti Yeti. And if you think, wow, that's a fun username, that person must be a lot of fun, let me read the review of the Mars Cheese Castle. They write, dairy is rape and is literally killing our planet, and these people profit off of exploiting their workers for minimum wage as well as exploiting the animals required to make cheese. Damn these individuals to hell. One star.
They're gonna be really mad when I tell them about the entire state of Wisconsin.
There's a lot of dairy.
There's a lot of dairy.
A lot of people damned to hell.
That rules.
That guy was so scared.
If you were born or ever lived in Wisconsin, there's just a section of hell for you cut out.
Well, you see that on almost every billboard when you're traversing the state.
Yeah, that's true. There is a lot of a lot of guilting going around on the billboards around here, isn't there? No, there is one. There's one billboard that I used to, when I used to commute, that I would go past that would make me laugh every time. It was just a plain blue background with plain black font. And you know what it said in big letters?
What?
Simply, Jesus Christ. Full stop.
Don't need to say anything else.
Nothing else. Just the man's name is enough to make you feel something, I guess.
I feel something.
I feel something. I feel like this episode is over.
Definitely.
Done with. Cut, print, get it out of my face. Thank you so much for listening to ReviewParty.com, episode 117. I had some fun.
I had some fun.
I had some fun, and I hope you did too.
I was disturbed a couple of times, actually.
That's true. We brought some fucked up reviews this week.
Price of entry.
If you made it to the end of the episode, congratulations. You are now in the Real Ones Club. Welcome, welcome. Yeah, you're really cool, and I hope you had fun.
Just so you know, we're going to introduce the show the same way next episode. So tough.
I don't know. I try and put a goofy little spin on it every time.
We'll explain what the show is.
We'll explain what the show is, and hopefully it will be kind of funny before we get to the funny. Anyway, that will happen every Tuesday until the end of time, until Matt and I's untimely deaths, unless we set up a sort of passing of the guard. The Review Party 2. I think we need to birth heirs. I think that's our next mission. Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. New episodes every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday. Reviews Day. If you'd like to send us an absurd review for us to have, to read and laugh at on one of those Tuesdays, just like Eric, Baby of Comedy, did. Please send us a review with a hyperlink or a screenshot or something that we can get a hold of it to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and include a name so we can give you credit for it.
If you want to just contact us on like the cool kids channels, we've got cool kids channels too. Instagram and TikTok, you can find us at reviewparty.com. Twitter, you can find us at reviewpartypod. If that's not your jam, I don't care. You can go to YouTube, I guess, reviewparty.com. There's some stuff there. Mm-hmm. And if none of this is cracking that nut of yours, that big old nut that's sitting on top of your neck, well, reviewparty.com, all nut. Spelled out, except for the last dot. You have to actually put the dot. We've got so much stuff there. You could spend literal hours. And I'm not exaggerating. There's the shop. There's all the episodes. There's the blog. There's blue and some yellow. And again, good times.
Confetti as well.
Confetti.
You just stare at that confetti in the background for a hot minute at least. At least a minute of content right there. Mm-hmm. If you need some more content after consuming everything on the website and social media, why don't you listen to some hot tunes? Or even better, do it while you're consuming the media. You heard our theme song throughout the episode. It was by Nosebleeds. It's their song Bread for Breakfast. It's very good. They have lots of other very good songs. You can check them out on Spotify. Spotify, for example. Nosebleeds, one word. Dictionaryless, illiterate animals. Matt, do you have a review to finish us out?
I do have a review to finish this out. Okay. This is a Google review of the White City Shopping Center. Do you want me to... Let's figure out where that is real quick. Mm. White City Shopping Center in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Okay. Rob Harvey writes, "Why is it still called White City?" 5 stars.
I don't know, man. Couldn't tell you, dude.
It's about time it changed, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess you could.